Asian for them is extreme, yes.
I have no means of escape, either from men or women. What can I do, since I belong neither to these nor to those? After that, the boy looked at the youth and said, "He is quit of trouble by reason of the two hairs. He is independent of the bricks and of quarrelling over the bricks, and of a wicked young ruffian like you who would sell his own mother. Three or four hairs on the chin, as a sign, are better than 30 mud bricks around the arse. One atom of the shade of favour is better than 1,000 endeavours as a devout pietist."
Okay, the conclusion.
First of all,
do you think it's easy to forget Jesus' story? So remember the point he's making in Jesus' story. He says, look at him. Couple of hairs in the chin. Suddenly, he is saved from being raped by the other man because he has a beard, so he looks like man, no matter what he is. So the difference is having that couple of hairs only. It doesn't matter how strong you are and how you protect yourself. You should look stronger. Well, you couple of hairs. Your looking influences your environment. Not your really deeds and activities and trying. And we brought all of this for what? The subject we are talking about here. Do you remember what the subject is? Do you? You? Repairing yourself, improving yourself. This is what all this is all about, right? He says, in this, a little bit of some help is much more important than all the tricks that you learn and you do and all that. What are we talking about? We talked about this special source in this we, right? Okay, how am I connected to this we? Towards a lot of different people, but mainly I learned from my teacher, my master, the one that I believe in every single moment that he could spend with me is the most important part of my life, because I learn. Normally, physically, the animals will learn from practice. Human being is not like that. Yes, we learn through practice, but if we get lucky. Do you remember Rumi when he was 35 years old? He tried his best man, he succeeded in all of that. But later on he explained to us that I was dead, I became alive. I was crying, I became smiling. Do you remember? That's the trick. Here he's explaining that, yes, it's not safe. Wherever you go, you will be influenced. But all of these influences are not as important as the influence that you will get it from your master or leader or whatever you call it or you explain it. Yes?
An atom of the shade of favor is better than 1,000 endeavors of the devout pietist, because the devil will remove the bricks of piety. If there are 200 bricks, he will make a way for himself. If the bricks are numerous, they are laid by you. Those two or three hairs are a gift from yonder.
Ah, okay. Do you remember this story I told you? That's the story of you. I was talking about you. You try to protect yourself with the bricks. But, it's not only you. Do you remember? Inside there is Satan. He is in us, he came with us. He's here. He is all the negative tendencies in this animal. And what does he do? He will pick up those bricks like you do the prayer. You practice some of this stuff. Then what happens? When you're sleeping, that Satan will come and take them off. So you miss all of it. Yeah?
In reality, one of those is as a mountain, for it is a safe conduct bestowed by an emperor. If you put 100 locks on a door, some reckless fellow may remove them all. If a police magistrate put a wax seal, at that the hearts of doughty champions will quail. Those two or three hair threads of favor form a barrier as a mountain, like majesty of aspect in the faces.
You have seen the different kind of walls, the Berlin Wall, a wall. They could break it down, but if it's plump, it's a simple nothing. But because it's official, nobody dares to go and try to open it. Yes?
Do not neglect the bricks, O man of goodly nature, but at the same time, do not sleep safe from the wicked devil. Go and get two hairs of that grace, and then sleep safe and have no anxiety. The sleep of the wise is better than worship, such a wisdom as brings awakening. The quiet of the swimmer in swimming is better than the exertion with hands and feet of one who is unable. He that cannot swim throws out his hands and feet and drowns. The swimmer moves quietly, like pillars. Knowledge is an ocean without bound or shore. The seeker of knowledge is the diver in seas. Though his life be 1,000 years, never will he become weary of seeking.
What is he talking about? See, suddenly he brought this extremely brutal language to explain a brutal activity that nobody wants to talk about. He brought it with the words to say what? To come to the conclusion, listen, go and find that couple of hairs. It's not something that grows. It's something you should find, which is connecting to someone. That real connection is something that you could try for, because that's the trick. If you don't do anything, you don't protect yourself. And the way of protection is this. Yes?
So the messenger of God said, in explanation, this. There are two greedy ones who are never satisfied.
There are two greedy ones who are never satisfied. That's the trick. When you receive that special attention, then what? Then you're happy. And it happened. If you try to protect yourself, then what? It's a process that it should go on and on and on forever. You never end protecting yourself. What? That transformation will change you to someone who doesn't need, because looks differently. Yes?
Commentary on the tradition that Mustafa, the blessings of God be upon him, said, there are two greedy ones who will never be satisfied, the seeker of the present world and the seeker of knowledge. This knowledge must be different from knowledge of the present world in order that there may be the two classes. But knowledge of the present world is just the same as the present world, etc. And if
explanation? Just for the last words of the last verse of the last paragraph. Last paragraph was like this. Kondrasundahap, Bigoftan Darbayan, Inke, Manhuman, Huma, Law, Yabba. Arabic, right? You hear about the explanation of that Arabic explanation, which is the conclusion of the last paragraph. Let's talk about it, because that's one of the final things that I want to teach you. This is the final thing that you should understand, you should get it. Let's try it. Yes.
And if it be equivalent to the seeker of the present world and the seeker of the present world, that would be a repetition, not division.
What we want to talk about is this. You are a logical fellow and you go and study the science, right? Right? Everybody has to. And there is no ending to that process. Do you remember what process he's talking about? The first period of his life was all this, right? Trying for this, understanding all that you could learn, to learn it all. This is some effort that everybody does. See?
But